Namaste, my dears. Hello, and welcome to episode 51 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. Today I have an hour-long all-levels class for you where we begin an exploration of the Brahma Viharas. These are sometimes known as the four majestic emotions, the four divine emotions, the four divine abodes. We talk about them generally this week, and I'm hoping to share several classes where we get into each of them in more detail. Love and kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity over the next couple of weeks. As always, I thank you so much for listening, for practicing, for sharing the yoga. To see photos of the postures featured in this podcast, go to sunroseyoga.com. Please do subscribe to the podcast. I'd also love to hear from you. You can always email me with questions, comments, or just yoga stories at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Much gratitude to each and every one of you. Namaste.
We'll begin by taking a beautiful seat and allowing the eyes to soften. Feel the hips release. Feel the base of the spine connect with the earth. And allow your inhalations to lengthen you. The base of the spine all the way up. Feel the heart lift and the collarbones spread. And feel the shoulders melt away from the ears. And the shoulder blades melt down the back. And we'll begin to simply notice the breath. Breath move in, around, and out of the body. Allowing any thoughts or to-dos, obligations or worries just to take a back seat for now. You don't need to leave them completely. Always come back to them, but this space and time is for something else. It's for us to reunite with our highest self. We'll gently bring the hands to the heart, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And as you take your next breath out, just bow to your heart, offering your highest self this time. We'll release the hands, lift the head, and softly lift the focus. I thought we'd begin this evening with a short reading from the Yoga Sutras to inspire our practice. Since I know many of us have particular poses that we love and particular poses that we loathe. And this one is those that sort of applicable to life on the mat as well as life off the mat. by cultivating attitudes of friendliness toward happiness, compassion toward suffering, delight toward virtue, and equanimity toward vice. Thoughts become purified, and one becomes settled in consciousness. So as we move our bodies in and out of postures tonight, you may automatically notice places that naturally feel better than others, and that's okay. Just allow yourself to be open to all that comes up, to expand into whatever you may be feeling. That is the yoga. We'll make our way onto all fours, hands and knees, Chakravakasana, table pose. Knees are just beneath our hips, with the tops of the feet pressing into the floor, and the wrists are just below your shoulders, with your index fingers parallel to each other. As you breathe in, just tuck the tailbone ever so slightly, and tuck your chin, flattening out the length of the spine. And as you breathe out, allow the hips to drop back toward the heels, and the forehead to rest on the floor. Bhaktasana, devotion. And we'll just take in a few breaths here. Maybe shifting the weight from left to right. You'd like to widen the knees, widen the knees. You'd like to rock the head from side to side. Do that as well. Take this time to bring yourself deeper into the body. Deeper into the breath. Remembering this is a space you can return to anytime throughout this practice. If ever you need to return to that space of equanimity, you're always welcome here. And with your next breath in, let's slowly draw ourselves back to table. And as you breathe out, let your heart sink down just a bit. As you breathe in, extend your right arm out in front of you and your left leg behind you. As you breathe out, release back to table, Chakravakasana. As you breathe in, extend your left arm and your right leg, lengthening the spine, maybe tucking the chin. Exhale, release. We'll inhale and switch, lengthening from our toes out through the fingertips. Exhale, release. As you inhale, switch. Drawing the navel toward the spine, letting your hip become a bit heavier. Exhale, release. This time as you inhale and switch, we'll stay here a few breaths. Allow your left hip to become a little bit heavy. Allow the chin to tuck so that you're gazing just directly underneath your nose at the floor. Let your right shoulder soften away from the ear. If you'd like, you can bend the left knee. Reach the right hand back and catch the outside edge of that left foot, kicking the foot into the hand with just as much force as you draw the hand into the foot. Let your shoulders be soft. Let your ribs be soft. We'll inhale back to our extended table and exhale, release. As you inhale, switch. We'll take in a few breaths here, just getting used to this space, drawing the navel toward the spine, letting the right hip become a little bit heavy, maybe shining out through the ball of your right foot. And if it feels right, bend the right knee, reaching your left hand back, catching the outside edge of that foot. Extend the foot toward the sky. Staying soft through the face, soft through the shoulders, soft through the ribs. And with your inhalation, extend your table. And exhale, release. We'll take in a beautiful breath here, maybe tucking the tailbone and lengthening the back of the neck. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float high to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll take in a few breaths here. Breathing and stretching. Maybe bending one knee at a time. Pressing into the opposite heel.
Nodding the head yes. Shaking the head no.
Taking your time to find your way into this posture. Beginning with our foundation, our fingertips spread nice and wide. So that we can really root down into that space between the thumb and the index finger. The spine is lengthening. So the tops of the shoulders begin to drop away from the ears, and the shoulder blades begin to drop down the back. And we feel as though we're being lifted by our hip creases. And we begin to press our thigh bones back in space here. Keeping hips square to the earth. Maybe shining out through the ball of that foot, coming to that space that's between pointing and flexing, where you're really igniting, almost as though you were pushing your foot back into the wall behind you, softening through the ribs. And then if it feels right, bend the right knee and begin to peel that hip open, stacking the hips. Shifting the gaze underneath the right shoulder. Staying soft through the shoulders, soft through the ribs, soft through the thighs, active through that leg. Let's take one more beautiful breath in here. And as you breathe out, step your right foot all the way forward between your hands. You can either keep that left knee lifted or lower it down to the earth. Our right shin is vertical. We bring our hands to the top of the right thigh, then to the heart center. And as you are ready, circle sweep the arms around and up overhead to Anjaneyasana. Or relax the shoulders away from the ears. As you breathe in, feel the heart lift, the collarbones spread, draw the thumbs back in space. And as you breathe out, sink deeper into the hips. We'll inhale and open the arms up wide or take them to cactus arms. As you exhale, twist to the right. Inhale back to center. And exhale, twist left. Inhale back to center. Exhale, reach the fingertips high. We'll inhale and reach our fingers forward and down to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking your time here to find your way into this posture. And just relax the shoulders away from your beautiful. Stepping the feet together again. As you breathe in, sweep your left leg toward the sky. First, keeping those hips square to the earth. Left hip's a little bit heavier than the right. Shining out through the ball of that foot. Staying soft. Finding the vibrancy in the left leg. Now, if it feels right, bend the knee and begin to peel that hip open. Gazing underneath the left armpit. Feeling yourself lengthen from your pinky toe all the way out through the pinky finger. Good. One more beautiful breath in here.
And as you breathe out, step your left foot all the way forward between the hands.
You can either stay on the ball of that right foot with knee lifted or lower the knee down to the earth. Hands come to the top of the left thigh, then to the heart. And as you are ready, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, softening the shoulders away from the ears, letting the heart be buoyant, tapping into the strength in your right leg, tapping into the strength in your right booty cheek. Let's inhale and open the arms wide, come to cactus arms. We'll exhale and twist left. Inhale back to center. Exhale, twist right. Inhale back to center. Exhale, reach your fingertips high to the sky. As you breathe in, reach your fingers forward and down to earth. This time as you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, forward fold. Allowing the crown of the head to be heavy. Maybe taking the feet about hip width apart. Bending the knees if you have tension in your hamstrings or your low back. Taking your time to find your way into these postures. The conversation with them is ever changing. Allow yourself to shift from left to right. Perhaps shift between the balls and the heels of the feet. While the spine continues to lengthen, continue to feel those spaces between each vertebra as you lengthen from the base of the spine all the way out through the crown. Now from here, we'll step our feet back together. And as you breathe in, let's come up halfway, either bringing the hands to the shins or walking them forward on the floor. Ardha Uttanasana. Exhale, fold. We'll inhale up halfway. Lift and lengthen the back of the heart. And exhale, fold. One more, we'll inhale up halfway. Weight is shifting into the balls of the feet. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Use your legs to rise all the way up with a nice flat back. Sweep the arms around and up overhead. We'll exhale the hands to the heart. Tuck in the tailbone. Connecting. Taking your time to walk to the top of your mat if you're not there already. We're bringing the toes together. Heels can be together or slightly parted. We'll inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, lifting through the heart. And exhale, dive forward. And we'll inhale up halfway, lifting and lengthening. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step your right foot back. Release your right heel to the earth. You may need to turn that toe out about 45 degrees. And we'll rise up to standing, Virabhadrasana 1. Our right leg is straight, our left knee is bent. Warrior 1. And hips begin to square toward the front of the room. Sometimes shortening our stance can help us do that. Other times, you may really need to make contact between the outside edge of our right foot and the floor to give a little more freedom through the hips. Our tailbone becomes heavy here. We find a lift through the heart center. Draw the shoulders down the back. Connecting that right heel with the earth, the right pinky toe with the earth. We'll bring the hands together. Interlace the fingers and turn the palms to face the sky, maybe shifting your gaze up just a bit. Taking a beautiful breath here.
As you breathe out, lean to your right, lengthening the left side of the body, maybe pressing the heel of your left hand toward the sky. Staying soft in the toes. Inhale back to center. Exhale, lean left. Lengthening that whole right side of the body. Feel the spaces between the ribs. We'll inhale back to center. Exhale, just turn your fingertips back to their normal position. Sky, shine out through the spaces between the fingers. As you inhale, reach your hands forward and down to earth. Exhale to downward dog. Taking a few breaths here, lengthening through the low back, feeling as though we're being lifted by our hips, letting our gaze be soft, finding freedom in this pose, that perfect balance of effort and ease that is our asana practice. Sthira Sukham Asanam in Sanskrit. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. We shift our weight forward into the hands and maybe walk the toes back. You can always lower the knees to the earth. Shifting the gaze forward on the floor about 3 feet. We'll soften the space between the shoulders and press out through the heels. Feel the back of the body expand as you breathe in. And with your next breath out, lower knees, belly and chest all the way down to the floor. Press the tops of the feet into the earth. We'll breathe in and pull the heart toward the hands and curl the upper back into a nice gentle cobra, Bhujangasana, softening the shoulders away from the ears. We'll stay here a few breaths. Let your in-breath lengthen you. Let your out-breath soften you. With your next exhale, release all the way down to earth. As you breathe in, press your hips toward your heels, Bhaktasana. We'll exhale and curl the toes, lift the hips to downward facing dog. And just taking a few breaths here. Finding your way back. That space of ease. The length of the low back. And with your next breath in, step your right foot forward between the hands. We'll lower the left heel down to earth, pointing those toes out about 45 degrees. We'll rise up to Warrior One, Virabhadrasana, 1 second side. You can always change your stance. Experiment with what feels right as far as leg separation, as far as width and length. Good. Base of the spine is heavy, heart is light, collarbones are spreading. And this time we'll interlace our fingers behind our head and just let the head become heavy, cradling your head in your hands. Feel an openness through the arms, softness in the shoulders, and an openness through the ribs. As you exhale, reach your fingertips skyward. We'll inhale, reach them forward and down to earth. Exhale to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Feeling the fingers, the length of each finger connect with the other. As you breathe in, make your way back to plank, top of a push-up. And this time, as you exhale, lower knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga dandasana. All the way down. We'll inhale and peel the heart forward and up, Ujjayi. This time, exhale, float to downward facing dog. Use your knees, use your breath. Beautiful. And with your next breath, and we'll step our left foot forward between the hands. We'll lower the right heel down and we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. The hips are open to the long side of the mat. Tailbone is scooped. Heart and lifted, collarbone spread. And we're soft in the shoulders. It's almost like our right hip is a book and someone's opening it up. Just peeling it back. Almost like our arms are just floating on the surface of some salty body of water, so they're really buoyant. And we'll turn our left palm to face the sky. As you inhale, reach that palm forward toward the front of the room, and as you exhale, release your right hand back to your right leg. Extend your left hand skyward. Good, and maybe sink a little bit deeper into that left leg. Beautiful. Now, our spine is continuing to lengthen. And our shoulders are still softening. And we're connecting to a curve in our upper spine. So the heart's lifting, yeah, and we're just opening through the ribs, beautiful. Sometimes you want to hang out in that lumbar curve. And it helps if we imagine the back bending part of this coming from our upper spine, our thoracic spine, as though we were being lifted from our breastbone, our sternum, peeled open through the collarbones. Letting the base of the spine continue to be heavy. As you exhale, come back to Warrior Two. As you inhale, straighten your left leg. And as you exhale, slide your upper body all the way toward the front of the room. Just reach, release your left hand down toward your shin and extend your right hand skyward, stacking the shoulders. You can place your lower hand on your block if you like. Move it farther up your leg. Good. So we're lengthening the lower ribs. We're lengthening the spine. We're drawing our upper body back in space. And we're pressing our hips forward. Just like we're a little piece of paper. Bring your upper body way down. Right. Just up back in space. You can still stay down there. Just this way. Yeah. So you should really begin to feel that in the right hip.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a little massage for that hip. Good. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Rise up to stand. And as you exhale, bend your left knee. Come back to Warrior Two. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands to the earth. And exhale to downward. As you breathe in, make your way to plank. And we'll make our way to side plank, Vashisthasana on the left side. Plant your left hand and roll onto the outside edge of your left foot, stacking your feet. You can bring your left knee to the earth if that feels right for you. And extend your right hand skyward. Feel as though you could press yourself away from the earth with that left hand. Such a sense of buoyancy in the hips. That same little lift that we got as we practiced triangle trikonasana. We'll inhale back to regular old plank. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. And from here, we'll bring our elbows right underneath our shoulders, resting on our forearms. Sphinx pose. connect your hands with the earth, and then just pull your belly toward the hands. Relax your shoulders. Sink into the space between your shoulder blades so that you're sort of sitting in the bottom of that lumbar curve. You can really feel it right there. You may wish to separate the feet a bit. Now, if this feels okay, walk your hands forward just a bit, and then push yourself away from the floor. Good. Now, unlike Bhujangasana, where we're pulling and we're drawing everything down, here we really are pushing. And you might really begin to feel that in the low back. Now, if it's too intense, come back to your elbows. You're getting the same effect. And just focus on sinking. So you can relax your belly just a bit. With your exhale, lower down to the elbows. Bring the feet closer together and bring your hands right underneath your shoulders again. As you breathe in, press your hips back toward your heels. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float high to downward facing dog. Feeling the breath roll up the entire back side of the body as you breathe in from your crown to the base of the spine. And as you breathe out, feeling that breath continue to just roll down the back of the legs, out the heels, and onto the floor. And as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel down. We'll rise up to warrior two. Hips are open. That left hip is opening just like a book. Base of the spine drawing down to the earth. Arms are extended out into your lengthening from fingertip to fingertip. Connecting that pinky toe side of our left foot with the earth, almost like you were pushing into that. Buoyancy in the arms, but lightness in the shoulders. Right palm turns to face the sky. We'll inhale and reach for the front of the wrist. And exhale, release your left hand back to your left leg. Extend your right hand skyward. And as you exhale, soften the shoulders. Soften into that right knee. And we'll just continue to lift and open through the upper spine. And soften the shoulders. Reverse warrior two. A challenging place to be. A wonderful place to cultivate a bit of equanimity. A wonderful place to cultivate compassion towards those parts of the body where we might feel any bits of achiness or tension. And as you exhale, come back to warrior two. We'll inhale and straighten that right leg. Exhale, slide the upper body all the way. Just like reach for the apple. Release that right hand down. Extend the left hand skyward. Relax the shoulders away from the ears and really focus on this lower ribs, on these lower ribs. We're lengthening there. We're feeling the space between each rib. And we're bringing our upper and our lower body into one plane. So that always reminds me of geometry, bringing it into just this single plane, like a piece of paper that we could just slide between two panes of glass. And that'll really make us tune into the left hip. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Up to stand. And as you exhale, come back to warrior two. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog.
Lengthening the back of the neck.
Find our way to side plank, Vashisthasana on the right side. Feeling buoyancy through the hips. Feeling your wingspan expanding. Cultivating some peace here. Come back to regular plank. Exhale, knees, belly, and chest down to earth. We'll inhale and peel the heart forward in a Bhujangasana. We'll exhale and float to downward facing dog. Take your time. Move at the speed of your own breath. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward between your hands. We'll stay on the ball of the right foot. We'll bring the hands to the top of your left thigh, to the heart. As you are ready, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, and sink into the hips. So we're pressing out through the ball, pressing down through the ball and out through the heel. Arch is ignited. Relaxing the shoulders. We'll inhale and bend our right knee. As you exhale, we'll shoot forward to Virabhadrasana, Warrior Three. Flexing your right foot, we'll engage your right leg and help you stay buoyant here. If you'd like, you can bring the hands to the heart. We'll release the hands slowly to the floor and slowly let your right foot float back down to earth. We'll release our right knee to the floor and press your right hand into the earth. The left hand comes to the left hip. Inhale and lengthen the spine, lift through the heart. Exhale, extend your left hand skyward as you spiral the heart toward the sky. Now, as we twist, we use our breath. We inhale and lengthen the spine. And we exhale and maybe find our way just a millimeter deeper into the pose. Beautiful spines. Nice and long. Good hip protection here. Now, with your next breath in, let's slowly unspiral our twist. And we'll slowly begin to open our left foot up, scooching it over to the left, turning the toes out 45 degrees, bringing our upper body to the inside edge of that knee. If you have tightness through the hips, this is a wonderful space to use your friend the block. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to lower your heart toward earth. When you first encounter tension, stop there. Breathe into that space. Breathe around that space. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch some of the tension dissolve. This is a wonderful place for us to practice friendliness, compassion, and equanimity. Let your heart guide you here rather than your heavy shoulders. And tuck the chin so that your neck maintains that nice long line of the spine. And we'll release our hands to earth, they're not already, and slowly begin to walk back up. Now we'll bring our right hand as wide, if not wider, than your mat, and roll onto the outside edge of your left foot so that the arch is lifted. Now we'll just bend that right elbow a bit so that we're not hanging out in the joint. And we'll press our left hand into the inside edge of our left leg. Lengthen the spine, maybe gaze up at the sky, and relax the shoulders away from the ears. Stay here. We'll find our way into a place of nice long sigh. Nice long breath. We'll slowly, slowly inhale our way back to center. Scooching our left foot back between our hands. And let's exhale and just rock the hips back, straightening our left leg, and let your head become heavy. So the back is nice and round. And just letting any tension roll out the crown of the head. We'll take in one more beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, just shift back into a deep lunge. We'll bring our hands right underneath the shoulders and take in a breath. As you breathe out, come back to down. Maybe shift the hips from left to right. Connect with how the body might feel different between side one and side two. Now with your next breath in, we'll step the right foot forward between your hands. Anjaneyasana, side two. We stay on the ball of the left foot. Hands come to the top of the right thigh, to the heart. As you're ready, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Pressing out through your left heel, let your heart be light, your collarbones spread, the thumbs move back in space. You can always lower down to your left knee. The neck is lengthening. We'll take in a breath here, bending your left knee. Exhale, shoot forward to your Vajrasana 3, warrior 3. Hips are square. Back of the neck is long. Breath is moving up and down the back of the body. We'll release the hands to earth and we'll set our left foot back down in a deep lunge. Lower that left knee to earth. Plant your left hand and bring the right hand to the right hip. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. Exhale, extend your right hand skyward. Feel as though you could push yourself away from the floor with the left hand as you spin your heart to the sky. We'll inhale and untwist. And as you exhale, we'll scooch our right foot over to the right, turning the toes out about 45 degrees, bringing the upper body to the inside edge of the knee. Again, using your block here if you'd like. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to lower the heart toward the earth. Coming to rest where you first begin to feel tension. Breathing into that space. Breathing around that space. And then watching the tension dissolve. Your right hand to the inside edge of your right thigh and lengthen the spine, gazing up
deep twist, twisted lizard. Let your shoulders relax and bend your left elbow just a touch. We'll slowly come back to center. Scooching our right foot back toward the midline, bringing our hands to either side of the foot. As you inhale, rock the hips back, straightening your right leg. Let the head become heavy. Letting any tension from the neck just roll out the front of the head. And with your next exhalation, we'll shift back to a nice low lunge. Inhale and bend the hands on the floor. And as you exhale, make your way to downward facing dog. We'll inhale the knees to the floor. And as you exhale, let the hips drop back toward the heels. Maybe taking the knees a bit wider, letting the forehead or the temple rest on the floor. In Bhaktasana, devotional. Let the space between the shoulders soften and relax. Let the mid-back relax. Let the low back and the hips soften and relax. And just lift the head gently and begin to walk the hands toward your knees. And we'll come to sit on our mat. We will need our blanket now. You may wish to use your block as well, depending on how you like to practice shoulder stand or Sarvangasana. The way we use the blanket is it supports our shoulders. Our head hangs off the end. It supports our neck sort of long term in this posture. So even if you feel fine practicing shoulder stand without it, it's a real lifesaver to your cervical spine over time. So we come to our back and our head hangs off the top of the mat of the blanket. And we'll bring our hands to our sides with the palms facing the sky. And we'll move our shoulders underneath our body so that we're sort of puffing our chest. Now your chin is parallel with the wall. And by that I mean you're just staring straight ahead at the ceiling and your chin is level. And your chin will stay here. It's neither tucked nor floating back in space. Now from here, we'll press the feet into the earth and we'll lift up through the hips, up through the low back, the mid back, and the upper back, coming to bridge, set to Bandha Sarvangasana. Now you may wish at this point to place your block in its highest position underneath your low back. This may take a little scooching with the bottom part of your blanket, but it'll fit. And you can maintain that puffing of your chest. Good. Now, depending on how comfortable you are here and whether you've been here before, you may wish to hold onto your block at this point or interlace your fingers so that you're supporting the block with your forearms. At this point, you can lift your right foot up off the floor and extend your right leg toward the sky. And if this feels okay, you may wish to lift your left foot up off the floor and extend your left leg toward the sky. So we're in a modified shoulder stand, Sarvangasana, which I think requires more abdominal focus than regular shoulder stand-ups.
And we'll flex the toes, spread the toes and shine out through the balls of the feet here. And slowly release your right foot towards earth. And slowly release your left foot towards earth. We'll press the feet into the floor and lift the hips up so you can move your block out of the way. And roll all the way down to the floor. Now, for our next version of this posture, you may wish to come back to that place. If that felt comfortable, you can always go back there. Or if you'd like to continue on to full shoulder stand, we'll draw the knees toward the chest. Your palms turn to face the earth. As you breathe in, press your palms into the earth. And as you breathe out, hoist your hips up over your shoulders. Your feet will drop back behind the head momentarily. And we'll just bring our hands to our low back so we can support ourselves there. One leg at a time, extend your feet and your legs toward the sky. As you do so, you may feel a lift where your hips travel even higher. You may walk your hands up your back. And remember, your gaze is simply straight ahead at the sky and the ceiling above you.
Stimulating the Vasuda chakra here, the throat chakra, giving our thyroid a little massage, giving all of our energy centers a renewal. We'll slowly allow the feet to drop back behind your head, taking a nice bend of the knees. We'll extend our hands and arms onto the floor so that your palms are facing the earth. And we'll slowly begin to roll down one vertebrae at a time, taking your time, keeping your awareness within, keeping your focus within. From here, we'll draw the knees toward the chest. We'll just rock from side to side. Favorite side and use our arms to bring ourselves back up to a seat. Now we're going somewhere super delicious, but it takes a little setup. We'll take our blanket and unfold it one time and we'll roll it just like we're making cinnamon rolls with this blanket, and we'll place it toward the back of your mat, about three quarters or four fifths of the way back. And this will support our heart. We'll come back to a seat and we'll slowly lower ourselves down so that your heart is the highest part of the body and that the head just floats down to the earth off the back. Now, as far as your legs are concerned, you can extend them straight out onto the floor, or if you like, you can keep them bent.
You can also bring the soles of the feet together and let the knees splay out to the sides in Supta Baddha Konasana, reclined body. You're going to either extend your arms up overhead or bring them out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine. Find what feels right for you in this moment. Experiment. We'll feel an expansion through our heart center, the Anahata Chakra, an openness through the ribs, during times of growth where we may feel uncomfortable. This is a wonderful restorative posture to practice, to remind you of the transformative power of those moments of discomfort. Bring you to a space of equilibrium. Bring the knees together if they've separated. We'll bend the knees and bring the soles of the feet to the floor. And now from here, let's roll the opposite direction that you rolled the last time. And we'll roll just to the side, almost like you're going to curl up and take a nap here. We're still supporting our chest with our blanket. And we'll extend the arms out to the side so that they're perpendicular to your spine, one palm stacked on top of the other. And we'll take in a beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, take your top hand and we'll sweep it up toward the sky, maybe looking up at the sky as well. And then let that arm fall back behind you. So now your both of your arms are perpendicular to the spine. Your gaze can either be at the sky or over either shoulder, depending on what brings up tension in you now. If you find a space where tension arises, let's ease off of that. Giving some extreme openness through our shoulders and upper back. Just allow those parts of the body to be heavy. Allow the arms to be heavy. Allow the backs of the hands to be heavy. Breath in, let's roll all the way to the other side. Just sort of like you're curled up on the floor, going to take a nap just wherever you landed. And the arms stack. We'll take in a breath here. And as you breathe out, just sweep that upper hand way up to the sky and then let it fall behind you. Again, finding what head position works for you. Generally, one side of the body feels more open than the other. You may have to adjust your gaze between side one and side two. And we'll let our feet become heavy. Our hips become heavy. Breath in, let's roll all the way to the other side. This time, just pressing yourself away from the floor just enough to move your blanket roll out of the way. and to come back onto the floor. We'll take this time to make any last adjustments to the body, maybe hugging the knees to the chest and rocking from side to side. Slowly rocking your head from left to right. And then making your way to your pose of final rest. You may wish to extend all the way out onto the floor in Shavasana. If you prefer to use this time to sit in meditation, I invite you to do that as well. Wherever you are, find a space where you can be supremely comfortable. Where you are able to connect with each breath as it moves in.
from side to side. Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om.
With this space, for sharing your yoga.